This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, we're almost out of time. Paul Watson's taking over. Once you make your calls possible, we've got a lot of key breaking news I haven't gotten to yet. I'll hit briefly before Paul Watson takes over in the war room. Then I'll be back myself, 6 o'clock, right to the debates. Taking your calls. It'll be commercial free, so I get to 5 times as many calls. I can get to all the guests. It's going to be amazing transmission tonight with the live coverage of the debate. We'll take the feed here from the satellites, so you'll want to join us. Let's go to JB in Vegas. JB, thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Man, I'll be honest with you. God's holding me up, but behind the scenes, the devil's really coming after me, brother.
You know why? Because the whole world is upside down right now.
Yes, sir.
And plus, everybody, the Democrats, they are the dangerous tongue, and they are the beast that God told us to look out for.
I agree, brother. What do you think's coming down?
Well, what I think coming down is that people are going to wake up and see that their mind is just a white sheet of paper, and that the tongue is the pen of the ready writer, and anything that you have that comes through your brain is a receiving and broadcasting system of the human being. Humanity. I love the way you talked about humanity and human rights. Man, once they got that to go in program and let people know that their body blinded, their mind is blinded, they have mind dead and you have a dead mind, throw that out on the news, let Trump talk about that, man, tyranny will run.
Well, I agree. Trump should just talk about the Great Awakening. You're right.
Sort of revealing the false. The falseness of the lies, of the
bogus. No, but you're right, because people can have smarts, but if they're spiritually dead, they're dumb.
I agree, sir.
What do you think is going to happen tonight? You're saying people are going to find out that just Biden is just I agree with you. He's like a white piece of paper. There's nothing there. That's why they want him, because he's nobody. He's a nothing.
I agree with you, sir. And this is why it's called the dangerous tongue of people. See? They can speak through a white piece of paper, but they put in dangerous words, dangerous activities. They put out twisted-minded people that who have dangerous thoughts. And guess what? We all made of oxygen, liquid, and gas. We all breathe the same air. And this mask thing, man, only thing I can say about that is this. Destroy the machine that makes it. The same way with the syringe and the injection thing. Those are the machines that can attack real quick.
I agree. They had the people that were for getting rid of all the alcohol, and they would go in and actually attack the liquors and bottles. The actual alcohol, that's how you do it. I'm not saying go attack the mass-making machines, folks, but instead of killing each other in the streets, we have to start thinking about who's behind it, going to the source, if we're going to get violent, which I'm not calling for yet. I'm just saying, please, folks, they're going to try to stage violence where blacks and whites kill each other for no reason while the technocrats play us off against each other. God bless you, JB. Great points from Vegas. Justin in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Justin. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I got something really big to talk to you about. First of all, I want to say I love you and I pray for you every day.
Thank you.
So this morning I got a call from a Democratic pollster about doing some work for him in the polls, sorting ballots, watching the polls, and moving ballots. All right, drew a red flag with me. And I'm wondering... and they want to pay me. That's the weird part, because in Wisconsin, you don't get paid for doing that. It's all volunteer. So I want to know what you think I should do to infiltrate and find out what's going on.
Oh, I think you 100% should go volunteer and watch everything going on, brother. That's your instincts are right where you go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, to you. What do you think is going to unfold tonight in this debate?
I think Joe's going to be crushed. I think he's going to be hopped up on meth or some kind of form of amphetamine, something to keep him going, and I don't think it's going to last. I think Trump's going to crush him.
I agree with you. This is like forget Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. Those are important boxing matches, or the Dallas Cowboys versus the. This is a real deal here. I mean, this is important. This is a real president versus the globalists. It's not like two puppets like it usually is. This is going to be crazy. God bless you, brother. All right, listen, Michael, George, and Roger, I'm taking some of Watson's time because I promised to get to you, and I love you, and I want to hear what you have to say. But we're going to go right to you when we come back in 60 seconds. And then we've also got this other news. Minnesota GOP Representative Steve Drys recounts why he went to James O'Keefe's. The FBI would do nothing with the videos they already had. Wow. So the good Somalis stand up and expose the bad stuff, and the FBI did nothing. Shame on the FBI director.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family, and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Live coverage tonight, 6 to midnight. Oh, it's the first big debate between Donald John Trump and Joe Biden. We'll have live coverage of it and the debate. Be sure to spread those links. Big Brother hopes you won't. 2020electioncenter.com. We'll have it right there front and center as the featured video. And, of course, Infowars.com/show. Let's take three final calls before Paul Joseph Watson from His Britannic Majesty's England takes over. Let's go ahead and go to Michael in Florida. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. God bless you for all your efforts.
Thank you.
I am a Fort Lauderdale resident and recently had a police incident in my property where two drug-crazed women called the police on me and tried to get me set up for fraud. And I beat the charge because I was calm. My landlord is an awesome guy with cameras everywhere. And they got the charges. And after this call, I'll be going down to the police department to get the restraining order to forcibly evict this person. Now, this is just a microcosm of what I'm doing in my neighborhood. But I have bigger things going on. And I've totally focused on the globalist situation. I used to work for the Rothschilds at Merrill Lynch Bank. I know the culture. You've nailed it right on the head. I was a paratrooper in 82nd Airborne, and although I was a pawn, pawns see the movement of other pieces on the board. And let me tell you, sir, you're nailing it right on the head with almost 95% accuracy, far higher than any accredited news station out there. And I want to say, God bless you, sir.
Well, we love you, brother, but I'll tell you, nothing against women in general, but just in general, they're teaching people to bear false witness. There's massive amounts. You see the Brad Parscale thing where the police just tackling. He's doing nothing. He's like, oh, how are you doing? They just physically attack him. That's criminal. Just like you shouldn't tackle a cop for no reason, you know?
But we have a very interesting position going on here in Fort Lauderdale. We have ousted our corrupt police commissioner. And we have a new replacement. Her name is Karen Dietrich, and she's doing a fabulous job. And she's turning this stuff around. I promise you, Alex, I would not be on this call if it wasn't true. I have even emailed you to back up some of my information with
Brother, that's beautiful. Call me back again. I got to get Paul Watson in here in just a minute or two. In fact, I'm going to do it. I'll be back at 6. If George and Roger are there, John, you're going to be here. Make sure we call them first as a caller. So I'm going to take calls at 6 p.m. tonight after the war room in the 2 hours leading up to the debate. Live coverage. But Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over. I want to thank you all. Just briefly, people really complain, and I get it, that on that super storable foods deal we did, where you got like $100 off, that we only did the 3-month supply. So they've relaunched the preparewithalex.com, and you can get a whole bunch of deals. $300 off of the 6 month, $600 off of the year, and a bunch of other big specials at preparewithalex.com. I just have the sheet right here. I don't know where it is. Maybe you guys can reprint it for me. But there's a bunch of deals, too, on their solar charging station. These are all great products. They come out with innovative stuff. Infowarsstore.com. It's the new sale, 6 days. 11 hours, 49 minutes left on this new three huge new specials. Food, water, and wireless power. Take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com or just get the very best deals on those three specials at PrepareWithAlex.com. Massive, massive special. $150 off on 3 months, $300 off on 6 months, and $600 off on a year. That's our the lowest price, the highest quality. They never go this low. They're doing it for us to support the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com. And there's also a toll-free number there. You can call 888-411-0350, 888-411-0350. But right now, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK takes over.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are asking the question tonight in advance of the first presidential debate. Is Joe Biden wearing an earpiece and can he withstand a 90-minute debate? Kind of getting 2016 vibes all over again because, of course, the same questions were asked about Hillary. Remember the infamous box with wires from it that she was apparently wearing down the back of her pantsuit that time? That attracted headlines in September 2016. Of course, questions as to whether she was wearing an earpiece. Joe Biden's probably going to have to rely on it way more than she did, if indeed that turns out to be the case, given his performance in 9-minute television interviews, never mind 90-minute live presidential debates. So we're going to get into that in the next segment. First, though, I want to talk about this because we continue to have rampant moral panic, rampant hysterical fear-mongering, specifically in the United Kingdom, out of any other European country, about the coronavirus and the new lockdown. And yes, it looks like there's going to be a new nationwide lockdown across the United Kingdom here in the next week or two, which is actually what we predicted months ago, when we were supposed to be getting back to the new normal. And what is the new normal? Well, there's a headline today, Summit.News. New normal, MP urges mandatory corona vaccination to be allowed to travel. We predicted this all along. First, you accept the face mask. Then you accept the government app, the track and trace app, to be allowed to go to a restaurant, go to a pub, to use a taxi. And then, of course, you have to accept the vaccine. And now a Conservative MP, Conservative in name only, has called for mandatory corona vaccination certificates distributed by the army. Oh, yes, it's going to be the army doling them out. That will determine whether people will be allowed to travel internationally. This is what we predicted from the very beginning. This is the social credit score writ large for the West, based on the same communist Chinese model perfected by big tech corporations from America, like Google, like Facebook. During a debate in the British Parliament last night, MP Tobias Elwood urged the Prime Minister to have the British Armed Forces oversee the COVID-19 vaccination rollout process. He noted that with the vaccine being potentially 6 months away, quote, mass vaccine rollout is an enormous responsibility and we need to get it right. So he's basically written a letter to Boris Johnson, the leader of the UK, urging him to give the Ministry of Defence, that's the military, the power to ship out vaccines across the country and set up regional distribution hubs. Those will be the vaccine quarantine centres, as well as developing a national database to track progress and issue the vaccination certificates. And of course, they're going to combine the quarantine centres with the rollout of the vaccinations. And then he outlined exactly what the agenda really was, which we've been saying for the past 6 months plus. He said the vaccination certificates, quote, will probably have to be internationally recognised in order to allow travel, international travel. That's right. Not only are you not getting in a taxi, if you don't get the vaccine and obviously afterwards the vaccine certificate, not only are you going to be denied the right to purchase food in a restaurant, maybe in the future in a grocery store, if this is all tied into your negatively impacted social credit score, you will be denied travel. Now, of course, under these coronavirus lockdowns, regional lockdowns, they forbid by law, it's very hard to enforce, but as we've seen in Melbourne, Australia, they literally have police checkpoints on the highways checking people's work permits and employment contracts to make sure they have the permission to drive outside the immediate area to go to work at 9 a.m. in the morning. So he's talking about international travel. And if we let this get passed without any form of resistance, it'll be even worse than that. It will be regional travel. It's other than the regional lockdowns in the United Kingdom, where by law you're not allowed to leave your immediate council tax area. That's the situation that they'll try to ram through if they pursue this mandatory vaccination agenda, which is what MP Tobias Elwood is pushing for in Parliament right now. It, of course, is going to be a human rights minefield. We're going to come back, talk more about coronavirus, the latest restrictions, the latest draconian measures, and more. Summit on News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So we have a situation in the UK under the new coronavirus lockdown rules, which were beefed up last week, where an Englishman who goes into a pub to order a pint of beer has to produce more documentation than an illegal boat migrant entering England. That's literally the truth right now. Of course, we've had record boat migrant arrivals over the entire summer, thousands and thousands a day at this point. They're allowed straight into the country, in many cases given free hotel board, given free food at taxpayer expense. They're carrying, in many cases, no documentation whatsoever. But if you go into a pub, if you go into a restaurant, you have to at least sign over your name and address, your contact details, your phone number. And now in many cases, as I'm going to get onto, they're actually denying people service, denying people entry to bars and restaurants if they haven't downloaded and scanned in and checked in with the government track and trace COVID app, which 10 million people have done, by the way, out of a population of about 65 million. But, of course, the vast majority haven't. It's been a complete disaster, the rollout of this app, as all government apps usually are. It works by means of Bluetooth, so if you happen to pass within 2 meters of somebody who's suspected to have been exposed to COVID, and again, bearing in mind 91% of these COVID tests in the United Kingdom produce false positives. But if you happen to get within 2 meters of that person who they say has been exposed to coronavirus, then it's recorded in your app and you immediately receive a message from the government telling you that you have to self-isolate, quarantine, put yourself under house arrest for a minimum of 10 days. And then if you don't do that, if they catch up with you, either through their regulatory system, through their home visits, which are now taking place, or through their newly empowered army of snitches and spies, which they've been encouraging the population to take up, then you face a fine of up to £10,000, which is about, I don't know, $13,000. This is the situation we have right now, where people are literally being prevented from buying because they don't have the app. Reminds me of something biblical. And it's not just that you can't get into the pubs, the restaurants, it's what happens when you're in there. Which leads me to this headline. London pub demands no extended eye contact as part of corona rules. Now, it's still up for debate whether this was actually a troll by the manager, the owner of the pub, who is sick to the back teeth of pedantic, petty coronavirus rules. Maybe he slipped this in there to kind of satirize the absurdity of the situation. But then again, looking at what's happened elsewhere, as I'm going to get onto, maybe not. I mean, there's no indication that this was a troll. It's so ridiculous that some people think it is. But a pub in London has issued a set of coronavirus rules for social distancing that demands customers do not engage in, quote, extended eye contact with people sat on other tables. Of course, completely ridiculous. Coronavirus is not spread by eye contact. This is yet another way to atomize, to ostracize people from others as they try to collectively crush people's rights and eradicate individuality, which is one of the key goals of these draconian rules. An information sheet for the London Fields pub
tells customers they must wear a face mask when entering, exiting, or moving around the room. Oh, and by the way, in some pubs, according to anecdotal evidence, if you even stand up at the table without your mask on, you'll get shouted down by the petty enforcers working at the pub. However, the advisory also tells drinkers, quote, no handshaking, high-fiving, or extended eye contact with anyone not on your table. And there's a screenshot of that in the article. Some people saying it's a troll, but from what we've seen before, maybe not. And as I referenced in this article, last month we reported on a coronavirus alert sign seen in the northern market town of Stockton-on-Tees. And we've got a picture of it right there, which told pedestrians to, quote, look away when passing other people. You can't even look them in the eye. I guess, trying to get into their warped logic, they think that if you're close enough to somebody that you're able to look them in the eye square, maybe that means you're too close. That's the only thing I can imagine that went through their demented heads when they put this on the sign. So they're literally telling people now that coronavirus can spread if you look at somebody. I mean, that is the level we're at. As we highlighted yesterday, pubs have also banned singing and dancing. Yes, Oliver Cromwell is back. Of course, the 17th century leader of the Parliament, Oliver Cromwell, who became protectorate of the country back then, with his puritanical revolution, he also closed all the bars and theatres, and he also squashed everybody's fun. Now they're saying you can't even sing or dance under these new COVID rules. Problem is, as we've seen over the past few days since these laws were announced, when the curfew comes in at 10 p.m, as it does every night, all the people in the pubs just spill out onto the streets and have street parties and then go home to each other's houses anyway. So again, serves no purpose in stopping coronavirus spreading or maintaining social distancing. And as many experts are saying today, it actually makes it worse. Which is why we ask the question, do they really care about social distancing, or is it about pure, draconian, ruthless control? And on this subject, there's also an article out of the Daily Mail here. Middle-aged customers claim they are being embarrassed by young and arrogant bar staff who turn them away for not having the NHS COVID-19 app, despite rules saying they don't need one. So the law states that you don't have to, under the current law, download this app to enter a pub or restaurant. That is not the law. But many pubs and restaurants have just chosen to make up the law themselves and are now literally turning away people, specifically older people, many of whom don't even have smartphones or don't have the latest smartphone, because that was another colossal failure. Your iPhone software has to be updated to the latest version. Many millions of people don't have that, don't want to do that. And of course, then you've got middle-aged and older people who don't even know how to use an app, don't even know how to use a smartphone, don't want to, never have. But screw them. Middle-aged customers are being humiliated by app disciples at pubs and restaurants banning them from going in without the NHS COVID app, despite government rules saying it's not compulsory. So then you have a bunch of tweets, as we see here, from people, middle-aged and elderly people over the past few nights, saying not only are they being denied entry, they're being hectored, lectured, publicly humiliated, publicly shamed by predominantly younger bar staff for not knowing or not wanting to download, not knowing how or not knowing wanting to download this app. So on top of not being able to socialize, meet their friends, go to the bar, enjoy a meal in a restaurant, they're now getting screeched at by 19-year-old kids because they don't know how to download an app. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back. Don't go.
This is your last chance to get a pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So we face a new lockdown here in the United Kingdom, probably a nationwide lockdown. They've already locked down numerous regions of the country. Two-thirds of the country of Wales is under complete lockdown. So it's smoke and mirrors, basically. They've locked down probably half the country at this point. They might as well go and announce a full lockdown. Anyway, they're talking about closing all the pubs and restaurants for 2 more weeks. These hospitality industries are already completely on their knees. The economy's ruined. jobless figures continue to rise, and it's all based on hot air and baseless hysteria. In fact, if you look at a graph which is posted on the website lockdownskeptics.org, which is an excellent source, especially if you're in the UK, for tracking this COVID hysteria, they give a comparison as to the number of cases that the government, coronavirus cases, and remember, the vast majority of these cases are asymptomatic. The vast majority are false positives anyway. We know that by now, that 91% of these current cases are false positives. They're testing 12 times the amount of people they tested at the height of the pandemic back in April. So obviously you're going to get more cases if you're testing 12 times more people. The key figures, the hospitalizations, the deaths, are never mentioned in these hysterical media reports. But there you see the graph that we just saw, which is the predicted number of coronavirus cases per day that the government gave back about 10 days ago now as justification for all these new lockdown measures. The COVID martial enforcers peering through people's letterboxes and windows. The population being encouraged to snitch on people who gather in groups of more than six. The 10 p.m. pub curfews. All of this was based on this prediction from the government, which was taken from their esteemed advisors who have been proven spectacularly wrong in the past. And you see the graph. They were predicting by the end of September up to 15,000 coronavirus cases a day. The red bar you see there is the prediction the government made. The blue bar is the number of cases that we're actually seeing. And of course, now you see the number of cases going down. And it's at complete odds with the amount of cases the government suggested were going to be recorded over the next 2 weeks. But again, it doesn't matter if their own experts have been completely wrong in the past, claiming that, you know, coronavirus would kill 500,000 people if we didn't impose a national lockdown. Didn't in Sweden, now they have the lowest death rate out of the entirety of Europe. They have herd immunity. But they're still listening to the same idiots who got it spectacularly wrong in the first place and who have ruined our economy, who have ruined the job prospects for millions of young people, who have literally killed tens of thousands of people in this country who will not get treatment and haven't gotten treatment for serious illnesses such as cancer and others. But they're still listening to the same idiots, even though they've been proven wrong time and time again. And as to the lockdown itself, we've got a clip here from an MP, Sir Desmond Swain, who got up in the House of Commons last night during the same debate, by the way, where the other Conservative in name only MP advocated mandatory vaccines for travel. And he really encapsulated the absolute horror that's been imposed on us in terms of human rights and liberty suppression over the past six, 7 months. Here is Sir Desmond Swain. Let's roll the clip.
Less than a year ago, I celebrated what I thought was the election of a sceptical and liberal Conservative administration. And now I'm left wondering if the Prime Minister hasn't been abducted by Dr. Strangelove and reprogrammed by the sage over to the dark side. The purpose of politicians is to impose a measure of proportion, a sense of proportion on science, and not to be enthralled to it. Now, I will make myself very unpopular, but I believe that the appearance of the chiefs last week should have been a sacking offence. When they presented that graph, oh, with the caveat that it wasn't a prediction, but nevertheless, it was clear that they presented it as a plausible scenario. With its 50,000 cases per day by mid-October, based on the doubling of infections by the week. Not once, not on one day since March, have there been infections on that day that were double that of the day of the week previously. proceeding. Not once. Where did this doubling come from? What was their purpose in presenting such a graph? It was the purpose of the fat boy in Pickwick Papers. I want to make your flesh creep. It was Project Fear. It was an attempt to terrify the British people as if they haven't been terrified enough.
You see him talking about the British people being terrified. We've had articles in the past of people going out to tourist areas outside of London, outside of the major cities. Of course, for many people, that's the only place they can go now. They can't go abroad because if they come back, they're subject to mandatory two-week quarantines. People have got jobs. They're not even allowed to leave their homes to go to their jobs. So people are increasingly holidaying domestically. And then in these holiday tourist towns, you get other people who have similarly been terrified who, and we've had the articles, they will literally leap out of the way in the street if they see someone walking towards them without a face mask or walking too close to them. You see another graph there that we got up on screen again. This is all based on the supposition that these new cases, this explosion of new cases, is because of all the young people going out to bars and restaurants and having fun and socializing. The actual case origins, as you can see right there, from bars and restaurants, are 3%. Even if you believe that the tests are accurate and not the vast majority of false positives, 3%. The majority, 41%, coming from schools and colleges. And again, for example, in Scotland, not a single person under the age of 25 has died of coronavirus without another serious illness. Or in fact, I think it's total. Not a single person under the age of 25 in Scotland has died of coronavirus throughout this whole pandemic. And yet they're all completely under house arrest in their own halls of residence. We had the story a couple of days ago, students at Edinburgh University having to eat alone, having hall monitors patrol the canteens, the diners, and if they try to get a drink from the front, they're immediately shouted down and told to sit back down. You have, again, COVID enforcer marshals knocking on their doors, checking for loud music, and some of them have been told that they're not going to get home for Christmas at all. We had the story yesterday. Students threatened with police action for displaying anti-lockdown signs in windows. Not only were they threatened with police action if they didn't take those signs down, which basically said, help, we're imprisoned. But they also literally posted police and security guards at the gates of these university halls of residence to physically prevent students from leaving. That's the situation across the country in terms of universities in the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, in Spain, Madrid explodes as police violently crack down on anti-lockdown protesters. Of course, we had a similar situation in the UK on Saturday when a completely peaceful protest took place in Trafalgar Square, central London. No violence whatsoever. They actually had a moment of silence in London for the police officer who was killed in Croydon. So this was generally a pro-police demonstration in London. And then towards the end of it, the riot police just waded in and started bashing everyone, punching middle-aged women in the stomach, throwing them to the floor. Even though it was a peaceful protest, even though the vast majority of the protesters were not anti-police. Compare that to Black Lives Matter, where they literally get down and kneel even after BLM agitators have violently attacked them, pelted them with rocks and stones. You remember the famous video of the woman on the police horse almost killing herself? Completely different reaction, though, for anti-lockdown protests.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So people are asking the question, if Joe Biden can barely stand a 9-minute TV appearance without numerous verbal slip-ups, gaffes, embarrassments, how on earth is he going to withstand the tougher test of a 90-minute live presidential debate? Robbie Starbuck just tweeted this. Leftists have accused our president of being on cocaine, snorting Adderall, doing speed and everything else. They needed some excuse for his energy. Now that he challenged Joe Biden to a drug test, suddenly those same people don't want drug tests for politicians. And of course, Trump tweeted, we had the headline, Trump reacts to Biden drug test refusal, gee, I wonder why. They refused the drug test. They've apparently also refused the request to inspect Biden for a potential earpiece, which again harkens back to 2016 vibes. In fact, I was looking at this headline out of the Sun. says, "What the hell is that?" Hillary Clinton was wearing a mysterious box with wires during TV debate with Trump, conspiracy theorists claim in latest bizarre theory. Because, of course, he had all those images, all those weird images where they zoomed in on Hillary's pantsuit, her back, and there were all these weird bulges and box-like devices that seemed to be hidden in the back of her jacket, which were never explained. We also had speculation over her wearing an earpiece. There were several close-up images and videos which suggested that she may have been wearing some kind of pearl to match the skin color on her ear. Of course, that was never proven, but now, apparently, they asked to inspect Biden's ears and he refused to do it, just like he refused to do the drug test. Now, this headline report, Biden campaign requests a debate break every 30 minutes. Of course, that came out of Fox News, because we know that Biden can't, again, withstand a 9-minute TV interview. How's he going to withstand a 90-minute debate? Apparently, they requested a break every 30 minutes, which, from my knowledge and from what I've read on social media today, would be completely unprecedented for a presidential debate. So the Trump campaign also reportedly asked for earpieces to be inspected to ensure Biden wasn't being fed lines by his staffers. And we have this headline also out of Breitbart. Joe Biden reverses course, declines to have ears inspected pre-debate despite agreeing days ago. Joe Biden's team has reportedly rejected the Trump campaign's request to have the former vice president's ears inspected for an electronic device prior to Tuesday night's debate, despite agreeing to the proposal just days ago. Trump's campaign requested that a third party inspects the ears of both candidates for listening devices ahead of the first presidential debate in Cleveland. Now, of course, Biden gave that interview last week with Telemundo, where there are numerous claims flying around that he had to consult a teleprompter to answer an interviewer's questions. Now the New York Post says Joe Biden's campaign agreed to an inspection for electronic earpieces at tonight's debate, but are now declining. So they're walking back on that. They did request the 30-minute break, every 30 minutes a break during the debate. Now they're claiming they never requested that, and I'm sure you can trust them. We also have this headline. Joe Biden has been given tonight's debate questions in advance. This was a claim made by radio host Todd Starnes, who cited KXEL 1540's interview with political operative Jerome Corsi. Starnes tweeted, "Word on the street is that Biden got tonight's debate questions in advance." Of course, the left's immediate reaction to that on social media was that it was fake news, because that had never happened, would it? I mean, Democratic candidates would never be fed questions in advance, right? Wrong. In 2017, Democratic operative Donna Brazile admitted that she had exploited her role as a CNN commentator to feed debate questions to Hillary Clinton beforehand. Quoting from Brazile herself, "In October, a subsequent release of emails revealed that among the many things I did in my role as Democratic operative and Democratic National Committee vice chair prior to assuming the interim DNC chair position was to share potential town hall topics with the Clinton campaign." Took her about a year to admit it, but admit it she did. But again, the left is pretending that this claim by Jerome Corsi is completely out of the question and that would never happen, even though it literally happened during the last presidential election. Then we also have this angle. Trump could ask Joe Biden about the N-word during tonight's debate. So basically, the Trump campaign released a list of 17 questions or talking points for Trump during tonight's debate, one of which includes a question about Biden's use of the N-word. It says, quote, "You said the N-word 13 times during a 1985 Senate nomination fight when you were quoting something attributed to someone else. Do you think that was appropriate to do? Is that the only time you said the N-word?" Now, of course, it's unlikely that Trump will raise the issue, but given that this is one of the talking points he's been handed by his campaign, he may reference it if Biden deploys the usual trope of demonizing Trump as a racist. Many people are also asking if Trump will raise the point of Biden's behavior around women and young children, which, if he did, that would probably top 2016's lock her up moment, but we'll wait to see if that happens. Of course, Biden's relationship with the African-American community has been soured by several verbal slip-ups, including one where he asserted black voters ain't black if they vote Trump. And, of course, we've had the multi-year leftist conspiracy theory that Trump referred to black people as N-words during the first season of The Apprentice. They said the tape's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It never emerged. We did have the story of Tracy Martin during the 2016 presidential campaign, a former travel chef with the Clinton administration who claimed that Hillary Clinton angrily called a black staffer the N-word during a charity event in the 90s. So this accusation of using the N-word has flown back and forth time and time again. The question is, will it come up again tonight? Now, Bill Kristol, the neocon never-Trumper who has endorsed Joe Biden and says he's a Democrat until Trump is kicked out of office, he's afraid to watch the debate. Neocon never-Trumper Bill Kristol, too afraid to watch Biden-Trump debate. He tweeted, quote, "If it's too nerve-wracking to watch tonight's presidential debate, what do you recommend watching instead? Asking for a friend." Clearly suggesting that he's anxious about Biden's performance. And we all know the reason behind that. We've all seen him on television claiming that hundreds of millions of people died from coronavirus. We've all seen his brain short-circuiting on numerous different occasions. We've seen the polls, which show, I believe the last poll showed about 38% of Americans actually think Biden has some form of dementia, including one in five Democrats. So it's unsurprising that Biden supporters are very nervous about him maintaining some kind of cognitive sanity for a 90-minute debate. And then if you looked at the responses to Kristol's tweet, they sounded a similar alarm bell. One of them said, "I agree, Bill, I'm not watching either," especially when they said they're not fact-checking, when that's the point of the debate. Yeah, the point of the debate is to have some hyper-partisan CNN hack biasly fact-checking every single thing President Trump says. That's not a debate. That is not a debate. A debate is between two people. It's not between Biden, Trump, and CNN and Brian Stelter. So they're worried about Biden not performing. Somebody who's not worried about Trump's performance is Nigel Farage. Headline, Farage, Joe Biden won't compete with sharp-witted Trump in the debate. Arch-Brexiteer and longtime ally of President Donald Trump, Nigel Farage, says he does not believe the 77-year-old Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden will be a match for the short-witted and utterly determined president. We'll wait and see. Are they going to pump Biden up with some kind of stimulant to get him through the night? Is that why they wanted a break every 30 minutes? It remains to be seen. I mean, they got Hillary through them without her having coughing fits every 2 minutes like she did on the campaign trail. So maybe they've got something up their sleeve. Quite literally, maybe. Meanwhile, Instagram promotes obesity by refusing ads for weight loss programs because they may hurt people's feelings. Yes, this actually happened. This was a fitness guru called Alex. Facebook-owned Instagram rejected the ad, saying that it rejects material that uses images that excessively focus on a person's body or any given body part, and that this can make users feel bad about themselves. Of course, the body positivity movement, this idea that being obese is natural and that young women should embrace it, is horrendously harmful because obesity is linked to numerous life-threatening diseases. It's as ludicrous as promoting smoker positivity. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Troyer coming up next. Breaking news at summit.news. Don't go away.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.